Thanks for listening to Zhejiang Conversation. When I was picking up my package, my QuietD at the location, I was thinking, how could I use this kind of data? It's like before the Google transformed its search engine, so a lot of private information are deleted now. But before that, I can search out my name in Google. Now, the way I first knowing Chinese people is I search in the WeChat, other platform, to get a basic information about what his place. I used to use through Google, and it's the case when it comes to package location. It's not like in the city, so you have a Fengchao package, quite good. You don't really know what other people are buying, but in the countryside, you know what other people are buying if you want to know. So I was thinking about before the private package list was coming out quite instant, I could use this data as a way to understand how the people around me consume and what their family structure are. I was quite shocking to know that nowadays, at least 1/5 Chinese family are only one people, or there is a 50-year-old daughter and a 70-year-old mother. These cases are appearing mostly in Northeast China because it's used to be the most civilized or developed region. It's not what happened here, but I'm still trying to get a picture of the population structure in my environment. And then I kind of want to recall the way I grow up. First come to me that the first time I go to Shanghai alone, it was the second year of high school. I was going to, I guess, for the NBA international game. My dad used his car, sent me to the Hangzhou railway station. I found out that I can't buy a ticket online, so I have to go there and buy a ticket. It's not the place that you buy long-term bus ticket. You got to find high-speed railway ticket yourself. And when I go to Shanghai, I go to the Hongqiao station, and I don't know how to go to my uncle's house. So he just told me just to call a taxi. So I just call a taxi from Hongqiao to his home, and I still can't remember where his home is. I guess that's the first time I go out with a phone contact with my uncle or my parents. So the first time I go to Shanghai, I was like, it's the first time I ride a subway. Because in Hangzhou, I really go to Hangzhou, even nominally, I'm a Hangzhouist. First time I see this subway, like a 7-Eleven, I never bought anything there. And the other time I haven't go to Disney. So it's a very confusing experience in Shanghai. I almost forgot how I got back. And the first time I go out the whole tour myself is after graduation from high school, I go to Suzhou, Changzhou, other big cities nearby Shanghai and in my region, the Changsanjiao region. Because as a Hangzhouer, you go to Shanghai and you go to Suzhou, Wuxi, Changzhou. When I go to Changzhou, I wake up in the hotel, I can't find a place to eat breakfast because their cities are much larger than my local Hangzhou, because Hangzhou is kind of like a mix of countryside and some giant buildings. But for Suzhou and Changzhou, their city size is much bigger. So even though we are in the same region, there's a very obvious difference between us and that place. As for my own more smaller surrounding, I live in a countryside that is very scattered. People doesn't really live close to each other. So it's unlike the Chinese media show the northern village where people are living beside each other. So the density is not enough for local stores. You have those hardware store or some small convenience store. And probably in the city, because the street size is smaller, unlike Beijing's big road, Shanghai or Hangzhou's street is comparatively narrow. So there are Quanjia and 7-Eleven stores opening here. But as for the countryside, nowadays there's outlets coming in and build a giant market selling clothes. So chain shops, they don't really need high density. But if you are a local shop, you need high density. There's commercial analysis. I will put the report, the article down there. Unlike Guangzhou or Shenzhen, the urbanization is dominated by the government instead of local villagers. If you go to Zhuzhanjiao, like Shenzhen, Foshan, Dongguan, you see like their village are a bit more ugly. But here, because the government has the right to put it together and get a plan first, so it's less ugly and seems like more clean. Shit, it's. I guess I need to more prepare to speak English. Thanks for listening.